the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. A new Statistics Canada survey has found that almost half of all Canadians say they are feeling financially strapped. And today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about that survey, how Londoners are faring, and how it's affecting at least one major social service in the city. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Not so bad on yourself.
I'm good. Thank you for joining us again today. You're our podcast all-star lately because we're having you on all the time, but we appreciate you joining us. So let's just go over the survey. First of all, the StatsCan survey that was done, what data were they collecting? What information were they looking for?
Okay, so the survey that Statistics Canada did was focusing on that questions about how the rising prices of things, or I guess a little bit of inflation, is affecting people's ability to sort of fulfill their obligations and day-to-day expenses, right? So the key finding that we saw in the survey was that 45% of the people surveyed said that the rising prices were greatly affecting their ability to pay their bills. That compares to 33% of people who responded the same way 2 years ago when the similar survey was completed. Obviously, it's not coincidence that we're seeing the number of people saying that they're having a hard time going up, because if you remember, obviously about 2 years ago, it was when the Bank of Canada started to increase interest rates as a way to fight inflation, and they aggressively started to increase those. Up until recently, we had the highest interest rates in almost a decade as well. While the bank was trying to bring prices down. So obviously those two factors have combined to make things very tight for people. And the survey is sort of like reflecting how much pain people are going through right now when it comes to their finances.
Mm-hmm. Do we know if people are cutting back on certain things? Did they say if they're cutting back on, you know, groceries, disposable income, you know, entertainment, things like that? What kinds of things are they cutting back on to afford living?
Well, the survey itself does not go into detail as to what Canadians are sort of like doing to get by. But anecdotally, we've been hearing a lot about people, you know, obviously cutting down on eating out or on vacations or activities, because obviously as interest rates went up, for example, monthly payments for credit cards, loans, line of credits, mortgages also went up, right? So the amount of disposable income that people had available for sort of like some of those discretionary spending or entertainment, spending on entertainment and things like that, it's obviously reduced, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, obviously everything is more expensive, gas, the cost of food. We saw obviously the price of produce and all type of food at the supermarket going up over the past 2 years. So that's one of the pressure points. But one of them continues to be also the cost of housing. We have seen rents, home prices, and everything go up over the past several years in London as the city has continued to grow. Mm-hmm. So that has become also a major stress point for people, their ability or concern about their ability to meet their payments for rent or mortgages and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's a story that is happening across Canada, but Londoners are also feeling that pain as well.
Absolutely. And so where are they turning to for help? Are they getting help from certain social services?
Well, I had the opportunity to talk to Glenn Pearson. He's the co-executive director of the Food Bank. And he mentions how the number of families who have started to go or to receive assistance from them has increased specifically over the past 2 years as well. He mentioned that they're helping close to 6,000 families every single month. And that doesn't account for the thousands of people that the food bank indirectly helps. The food bank itself has also had to, take over some of the programs that other agencies in the city were providing, sort of like offering their support so they don't close down. So the number of people who are actually accessing services for food, at least, it's going up in the city. And it speaks to that as well. Glenn was mentioning how it's not just people who are receiving the help, but also people who are donating. They're also feeling how they have less income to spend on helping or donating. So he was mentioning how people are saying that they're not able to donate to the same extent that they used to a few years ago. So obviously both ends of of the spectrum are feeling the pinch when it comes, at least, to the people both supporting and receiving help and support from the food bank here locally.
So they must be having, since there are fewer donors, a pretty high turnover of all the products that are coming in to help all these newcomers, right?
Yeah, obviously, like they rely a lot on the generosity of people, and it becomes harder and harder the less people can give. It becomes harder to meet the demand, which as we mentioned, it's growing. Glenn was also mentioning as well how, you know, most of the clientele or the people that were receiving support in the past, perhaps were people, you know, on social assistance or Ontario wards, which some of the what they receive monthly is not high enough in a lot of cases to cover all their expenses. So they turn to the food bank for help. But they're also seeing an increase of people, you know, who are working maybe a minimum wage job, where or they're having to work two part times and things like that, where in the past that was still enough, you know, to cover your rent, pay your bills, cover your food. Increasingly, the number of people who are still having a job and still needing to sort of like seek extra helps to meet those their needs and the needs of their family is also going up. So it's a reflection of the difficulty of the economic climate that we are living now and experiencing also here in the city.
You mentioned that the food bank is helping other agencies in London because they may close. Are they seeing difficulties? Why are other agencies having to rely on the food bank to help them?
Well, that's part of it as well. Like the agencies themselves are also seeing, I mean, not everyone who gets the support goes directly through the food bank. A lot of people maybe go to, you know, neighborhood resource centers or other agencies in their community, neighborhood associations and things like that to receive that support. Mm-hmm. But as they see the demand increase on their end and the difficulties as well to raise funds to dedicate for these food programs that they're also offering, they have needed to rely back on the food bank and ask for the support. Because at the end of the day, the London Food Bank, it's the most recognizable organization in the city when it comes to food security and helping low-income families in the city. So maybe they have a little bit of more pull than some of these smaller agencies have in attracting donations and support from the community, right? So, but instead of just allowing these agencies to close their programs, the food bank is stepping in and trying to multiply their resources a little bit and trying to stretch them as well in a way so families who are not coming directly to them but relying on other agencies are still having access to some of those products.
Sure. In your story, you did mention that, you know, people in general who are financially strapped right now, are it does affect them mentally. Like, is this affecting a lot of Canadians' mental health? You know, it's a struggle just to survive. So it must be.
Yeah, the survey also mentioned, like, there was a statistic included in the study done by Statistics Canada that talked about 35% of people saying they're quite a bit or extremely stressful due to financial worries and obviously finances being a top concern and a top point of stress for them. It all connects to their ability. Again, they included a lot the idea of rent and housing expenses, and obviously that fear perhaps ending homeless or perhaps, you know, not knowing where you're going to have the money to pay for your rent and what's going to be your next step. Are you going to end up having to ask for help at a shelter or things like that? So it's definitely stressful time for a lot of Canadians out there, and their survey itself is reflecting that as well.
Yeah. We did talk about interest rates, and the Bank of Canada has cut interest rates a couple of times in the last little bit. Has that helped? Will that help? Are we seeing that relief at all yet? How is that working for Canadians?
Well, obviously, the Bank of Canada, like as you said, they have made two cuts already. And the expectation by analysts is that there's another one coming now in September. The first two, obviously, they help a little bit, but most analysts agree that you need to see a couple more or even three more to start to see, you know, a significant reduction, for example, in people's, you know, monthly payments for mortgages or line of credits and credit cards and things like that. So obviously things are trending in the right direction, but it's not like you're seeing a big relief as of yet right now. On the other positive side, you know, inflation has also calmed down. It's under 3% now. 2.7 was the last reading. So prices have begun to regulate a little bit more. So that's also positive news. But for people who are still struggling and the additional cuts cannot come fast enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you had a graph in your story about how the average monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment in London has actually gone down since January of this year. So within in about, you know, seven months or so, I think. Why is that? And is that helping at all? I mean, it's only a little bit, but it's something.
Well, the thing when it comes to the rental market is we're, I mean, it's gone down, especially it's interesting that it's gone down during the summer months, which is usually like a busy season for, you know, people deciding to move into new places and things like that. So I guess it speaks a little bit about the market itself also balancing or finding a little bit of balance after years of increases. Like even during the COVID-19 pandemic, across the country, rents started to go down. But in London, we didn't really see that decrease. Why? Because London was attracting people from a lot of parts of other parts of the province, other parts of Canada. So while in general rents were going down here in London, they were increasing and continue to go up. So now we're seeing a little bit of a relief. Maybe the market has found a little bit of a balance point. So it's a little bit of a relief. But if you compare historically, still the price of a one bedroom is about 1700, almost 1800. That's significantly more than it was about 10 years ago, where you can find, you know, one bedroom apartment for $800 and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of the food bank, we know that they usually have their Thanksgiving food drive. Are there other food drives? Maybe will they be increasing food drives? Of course, you can donate anytime, but if we can help, how can we do that?
Well, obviously, the food bank also have, you know, the key one that it's coming up is the one around Thanksgiving. Well, one of the main drives. But you can continue to you know, help all year long. Obviously, they receive all types of food, also financial donations. Have also become more important, as well as, you know, products like dairy, eggs, and things like that have also gone up in prices. So that gives the food bank the ability to have fresh products as well, and products to help out people as well. So you can always go to the website and figure out ways to help, maybe even donating your time. It's also a big help for the food bank. But definitely it's hard times for a lot of people, and the number of Londoners also seeking that help is growing. So anything that anyone can spare and support the food bank will have a great impact in the community as well.
Absolutely. Well, there's no end to these types of stories right now, unfortunately, but we'll continue to watch your reporting on that. And if you'd like to help the food bank, you can always go to their website and check that out there. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us again today.
No, thank you for having me.